Elizabeth, welcome to Talk Satellite in brief.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
What would you say are the major trends at bay in the market at this time?
We are seeing a really fast evolving market. Space has been changing quite dramatically over the last maybe 10 years. And we've already seen new launch vehicles come online, new rockets. And Elon Musk's SpaceX has provided a very regular, reliable access into space. And we've also seen technologies shrink, so we can do a lot more with smaller satellites. And what we're seeing today and what that means for the future and the changes are a lot of low Earth orbiting satellites and a lot of constellations. People have heard about Starlink and the comms network that's around the world that has somewhere over 2,000 satellites at the minute, but we're seeing other people building similar systems. It's really driving an awareness around space sustainability. How do we protect our space environment, and how do we make sure that as we are launching more and more satellites, we can keep space safe for the future? And so we call it space situational awareness. How can we track what's up there, and how can we make sure that anybody who is launching into space is doing it in a responsible manner? How can we make sure that we can reuse as much as possible? So it's a really exciting time for space at the minute.
So BAE Systems has been on the acquisition trail, building strength in certain segments. Can you provide more detail on your strategy around this?
So we started from a basis of our comms expertise and our communications heritage. And we've been working on projects with the European Space Agency for over 20 years, doing tracking and telemetry for some of their deep space missions. So we built the modems for the ground segment. And we've really been building on this and then growing, as you said, through acquisitions. And back in 2021, we purchased InSpace Missions, which is a small satellite company. And recently we've integrated together with them, so we now have a new space business unit in the UK as one combined team. At the same time, in the US part of our business, we have completed the acquisition of Ball Aerospace, and now we have our BAE Systems Space and Mission Systems division. So as a company, we have moved directly into that tier one supplier status. So as you say, hugely exciting. We've got lots of capabilities within the company that we're looking to bring to bear across the market.
Where best do you see space satellite playing a role in future markets?
Space is one of those ecosystems and capabilities that exist across so much of our daily life and what we do that people just don't know about. So already we have GPS that just, it controls where we go, what we do, but also the timing signal from that is in your banking, if you ever use a cash machine, if you're on a train, there's just an awful lot that it connects into already. And space is used for agriculture and precision farming, communications, satellite television, as well as your defense and security capabilities. And so we're seeing just leaps happen in all of those markets that exist already. But the big change in the future markets we're seeing is really commercializing that. So much of that has been driven by government and government money and government investment. And today, kind of building on that, we've got more reliable launch and we can do things with smaller satellites. It means more people and more companies can access space. So we're seeing a massive growth in commercial space and in venture capitals investing in commercial. And it's both beneficial in terms of the amount of data that we're getting from space and those capabilities, but there's also some really interesting and more fun side of things with commercial space stations. Can we get more people into orbit? There's a Dragon capsule that's taking people to the International Space Station. NASA and ESA are looking at going together to the moon and the Artemis program. And then eventually we might go to Mars. And all of this is becoming much more rapid. And those the steps that we're taking to do that are coming much quicker. So I'd say that future market growth is really around that commercial sector.
Azalea 2025.
Yes, a big part of the BAE Systems plan is we've been building and developing a small constellation, of which the first cluster will launch in 2025 to deliver Earth observation and ISR, intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. So it's useful both for our defence, but also for our civil use around border control, security, agriculture monitoring. And the first satellites will go up next year, then we'll be able to deliver for our customers. And excitingly, we've got a few small satellites in orbit coming online, so that we'll have the initial early stage capabilities later this year.
Elizabeth, thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Thank you very much.